RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This will be the last one for me, so Happy New Year to everybody. Coming to you from me and my family, and this will be your last day too, so... Tom Withers.
Happy New Year to you and your family.
There you go.
Andy Baskin.
Big plans tomorrow or no?
No, kind of quiet. Lori and I do a traditional surf and turf dinner at home.
Nice.
Hopefully our son TJ will stop by at least to say hello before he heads out with his lovely girlfriend Natalie for a New Year's Eve.
Oh, you're in. If you're saying her name on the air, she's almost a daughter-in-law. I can feel this right now.
We love Natalie. She's so great. Yeah. They're tracking in that direction, and then settle in and scream at the TV for a couple hours.
There you go. But I got a buddy of mine, Josh Bookman, I might introduce you to if you ever need to at some point. 216-474-0092.
Has a ring to it.
Yes, it does have a ring to it. Well said. Thank you. Well said. You said something a couple segments ago.
I'll be here for another hour. Go ahead.
You want to talk about Weather Seal for a second? So... This game, and I was talking about Ohio State and Tennessee a year ago and how that was a game changer. And, you know, Bill Rabinowitz, who we just talked to, you can listen to that on the Odyssey app, talked about how that Tennessee game was a game changer, but it was at home.
It was.
And
it was cold, and the Tennessee kids came out with no shirts on, and they paid for it.
Yeah, and it really was kind of an awkward situation for Ohio State, because I'm telling you, every game since I think I started covering the Buckeyes in... 95 was probably my first year really covering. Every game that I had ever been to at Ohio State had always tend to be at least 20% Ohio State fans in the bowl, and that was at Michigan. Okay. And otherwise, it was like 70% Ohio State fans, no matter where you are. Like, I remember rolling Indiana, took over the whole stadium. The national championship with Tressel, that stadium was 97% when Ohio State played Miami for that national championship. It was just unbelievable. You're sitting in Arizona and you're like, I feel like I'm at the Shoe.
Yeah, yeah.
But Tennessee.
They brought them.
Last year, man.
They traveled.
They all stopped at Buc-ee's and they all came up.
Fueled up at Buc-ee's.
But I stopped there 2 weeks ago. First time ever. Loved it. That was a weird crowd. Ohio State fans were not happy with the Buckeyes.
No.
After losing to Michigan, yeah. And now all of a sudden they're back on the field, and it took, a couple touchdowns, and all of a sudden, oh, we're back!
It did, and also, though, the acknowledgement that it was the very first, playoff game
ever.
At night,
yes.
At the Shoe, it had something to it. There was history beyond, just Jeremiah scoring touchdowns. So,
I loved it. I love the fact that they have home sites for the first round.
So they need them for the second round. And that's where we would be tomorrow night with the Buckeyes.
How are they going to do that?
So it's interesting. I've heard several scenarios. Now, obviously, you could expand the field to 16, which would at least make Notre Dame people happy this year for a minute. And then there's the rub, I think, that they have is the bowl games have always been such a big part of college football, right? They are. And I get it, too. Mm-hmm. So there's been talk of potentially moving the bowl games to the beginning of the year and have, some kind of set matchups there. Because if you can't incorporate them into the, the traditional playoff format, if you will, then it's going to be tough to do. Because I would love to see the second round games on campus sites. College football is about the pageantry and the home field advantage. And what have you, right? We see in the NFL up until the Super Bowl, right? You play your home game on, and the 49ers this year, they may be playing their home game in the Super Bowl, oh, by the way. So I'd like to see them tweak it. I know there'll be some kind of tweaks coming out of this year, especially with all the, yelling and screaming that went on after James Madison and Tulane got in. So yeah. I'd love to see the second round games played on campus. I think that would be a nice, fitting way to change this.
All right, go back to the bowl beginning of the season. So do you take
just
all the bowls?
Just a thought. It's an idea.
Well, so then, but the would big, you hang
the big,
on?
The big bowls.
Hang on to the last five bowls then, right?
Right.
Hang on to your five big bowls and let them be the national semifinal and the championship. Well, that would only be three.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I thought that
I kind of think the national championship likes having the national championship be the national championship and not be tied to a bowl.
And let's play that in the Rose Bowl every year, by the way.
Well, Rose Bowl, or I understand.
I'm a big fan.
I am too, but
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
And is that Advantage West? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. We'll
especially
see
how, after you're dumping. I think the other part of it is, too, you're asking fans to travel, you know, what, 4 weeks now?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Well, and let's see what happens. And, you know, you've brought this up several times, Andy. This break is concerning, right, for all the teams that are going to be playing tomorrow night for the first time in this format. As you recall, last year, they all lost.
Right.
I mean, Ohio State went out and handed one to Oregon, right, which I still can't get over the fact that that was 34-0 in the second quarter. The number one team in the country, oh, by the way.
Right.
So let's see how this plays out. But, yeah, one of my thoughts would be to get those second-round games on campus.
Here's what I do like. Like, rather than having this long layover between – I mean, imagine if Ohio State wouldn't have won, well, though they would have played last week.
Right. So, or 10 days. 10 days.
Yeah, I think 10 days is the perfect scenario. And I don't think college football minds playing a game on a Tuesday night during December or on a Thursday night or a Wednesday. No one cares.
No, especially
now. I mean,
look,
we're playing tomorrow. Yeah. It's New Year's Eve.
Exactly. Yeah.
And when they first started playing this game on New Year's Eve, I was like, oh, I'm like, this isn't the Holiday Bowl. Let's go. But then once you realize that if you win, you get to the championship, you tend to forget about
that. Yeah, can I ask one favor? Can we not have this come down to a field goal try?
At 10, midnight?
9, 8. That was the worst.
It was brutal.
Brutal. And it coincided with the dropping of the ball, didn't it?
I mean, it's almost as Stranger Things as having everyone tell you the Indians were going to win the World Series, but then that rain delay pushed the final past midnight.
Right.
And that's
exactly.
Why I remember theory that they were supposed to win and they would have won if it was this day. But then since you got the rain delay, it pushed it into the next day and fate would bring you into that scenario.
Let's not go back there.
It's weird.
It's okay.
Was there anything else you would do with the bowl? Are you good with going to 16?
Yeah, I kind of am.
I am. I'm okay with it.
Why not?
Well, the thing is you lose the bye.
You
right?
do.
That's it.
Correct. And you want to reward those teams that have earned it, right?
Yeah.
The other thing, though, is these conference championship games are going to become either more important or meaningless. I don't know where that comes into play. And the only thing that worries me, too, about the format and the way it's structured now is, Andy, we're going to lose those great interconference matchups that we would see early in the season, right? You're not going to see Ohio State scheduling. They got Texas next year.
Well, are you going to see Ohio State Michigan earlier in the year? That's the question.
That's possible, yeah. But yeah, I think you're going to not see Ohio State scheduling Texas. They got Alabama back-to-back the next 2 years. I'm not sure you're going to see schools schedule those kinds of games, which is a shame because that's what makes college football great as well.
But you get 3 weeks of those games at the end
of the season.
Do. So that's why I think Ohio State's run last year was the greatest run in the history of college football.
There's nothing close.
Maybe this year will be the greatest run. But as of now, within that 365-day period, you witnessed the greatest run of to beat all these top 10 teams all the way through to win a championship. It's amazing.
Well, and Dan and I were talking about this earlier off air. I mean, when you get down to the quarterfinals, Andy, these are 8 really good teams. I think all of them, to be quite honest, I think all of them are capable of winning the whole thing. I watched that Texas Tech team several times this year. Mm-hmm. That's a really good squad, and we all know what Oregon can do as well.
All right, let's hope that the Buckeyes aren't doing what the Cavs did last year. That's all. I'm just worried about the schedule.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
too much time off.
Yeah. I still feel good about Ohio State tomorrow, but you never know. You never know. And let's find out more about Miami. So we're going to bring in Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press. He's from Miami. He covers the Hurricane. So he's going to give us the other side of the coin. We talked to Bill Rabinowitz a little bit earlier. Tim Reynolds next. Baskin and Phelps with Tom Withers.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.